the idea of having these physical toys that can be representative of different types of health conditions is a way for both children with that condition, like type 1 diabetes, to see themselves in a product, and also a way for children who do not have this health condition or are unfamiliar with it to gain more empathy and understanding.
Carly Loff is an assistant professor with the U of M College of Design and says this type of marketing is a growing trend.
In the last decade especially, we've seen a lot more products come onto the market that are representative of different types of conditions and types of people.
To ensure the doll design truly captures the community, Barbie partnered with Breakthrough T1D, the leading global organization dedicated to type 1 diabetes research and advocacy. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.